The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask that tonight, as we celebrate your birth among us, bringing the gift of love, that our hearts and minds may be stayed upon you. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. No matter who we are or what age we may be, Christmas is a time for wishing. Throughout my years, there have been many things that I have wished for. In my younger days, it was the toys and the bicycles and the other fancy items that would catch my eye as a kid. And then growing into adulthood, my wishes changed, as they should. They also included such things as an education and a real purpose in life, a loving spouse to be able to share life with, the joy of a family, some fun and excitement and travel along the way. And of course, there have been many, many other things. Most, not all of those wishes have come in their own time and at God's discretion. But somehow, at Christmas time, it seems that all of our thoughts and our hearts often become focused upon what we hope and wish for, that all of our dreams might one day be satisfied. You know, somewhere out there are some anxious kids who are going to bed tonight wishing for what is under the tree. Parents will go to bed tonight wishing that their credit card companies would forget about all those charges to Amazon. And those for whom life remains a continual challenge, well, they're probably wishing that this holiday season may bring a change to their luck. In reality, all of us, we all have hopes, we all have dreams and desires for things that will make our life better, more fulfilling for us and as well as for our family and our loved ones. You know, it wasn't all that different. It wasn't so different in the days when Jesus was born. God's people, for hundreds and hundreds of years, had held a wish in their heart for a Messiah, someone who would come to save them. Yet for most of their history, they must have felt like children who had hoped for toys under the tree and yet instead got coal in their stockings. They wanted a Savior. A Savior who would come and who would conquer their enemies. A Savior who would bring to them a new hope. A Savior that would bring to them a new life. They wanted God to dwell with them as a warrior and as a king. Today, you and I think of Christmas as a time for wishing. But the truth about Christmas is that actually, it really is more, it is a time for us to remember. Not so much wish, but to remember that all of our wishes, every single one, have already come true in Jesus, the Messiah who has come to save us. Christmas is a time to celebrate the gift that we have already been given. As the great theologian Karl Barth put it, to celebrate Christmas is to see salvation. For you and me, it means no longer only to believe in Christmas, not only to hope for it and to wander towards it in the dark of the night, but it means that we can behold it, literally, and to hold it deep, deep within our hearts. It is to hear and to hold the message that was given by the angels to the shepherds when they said, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Tonight, we gather. We gather with lots of wishes occupying our thoughts. Children, as I said earlier, wishing for toys to fulfill their dreams. Adults wishing for a way of life that works. Some wishing for days gone by, for loved ones we now miss because they are no longer sitting next to us on Christmas Eve. Some are wishing for purpose and meaning in life. Some are wishing that past sins, mistakes, bad choices would no longer have a hold upon them. But tonight I want to tell you that the gift you and I really, really wish for, it's already been given to us. And all it takes, you see, to recognize it, are eyes that are open and hearts that have room inside of them to receive and experience this gift of grace, this gift of love. God, in His love for you and for me, gladly reveals it all by making the very first steps toward us in a move of grace and love. This celebration is an invitation, you see, to receive that gift. The gift that you and I already possess. Receive that gift, and when you do, it will be then that our wishes, they'll all fall into proper perspective. You know, material things will lose their luster in comparison to the riches of Christ's glory. And grief and pain will lose its sting when we realize that Christ has defeated death on the cross and the empty tomb. past sins, mistakes, bad choices. They become erased by the power of His love, His grace, and His forgiveness. Lives be made new with purpose and meaning. When we receive this gift, grace truly becomes real in our lives. And so tonight, we celebrate the one gift that lasts forever, the one gift that does everything that it has promised. It is the gift of love and grace and life in Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Amen.